This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for Tuesday, June 19, 2018. Today's Bible verse is from the book of James, chapter 1, verse 21. It says there, "So get rid of all the filth and evil in your lives, and humbly accept the word of God that He has planted in your hearts, for it has the power to save your souls." End of quote. According to today's Bible Insight, we have two choices. These are the choices. Either we can keep all the filth and evil in our hearts and lives and live a bitter and unhappy life, finally end up in a horrible place where there is no trace of the goodness or the presence of the loving God. Or we can humbly accept the Word of God, which was presented and planted in our hearts. When we accept the Word of God as it is given to us by reading the Bible, listening to the Bible teaching, preaching, or insights like today's insights, it has the power to save our souls. The Word of God has the supernatural power to save, change, and transform us. It will make a brand new person out of us, a clean and honorable vessel. All the past will be gone fully and completely. God's brush will take away all filth and evil, and we become clean and white by its supernatural power. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22, "For you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring word of God." End of quote. Then the very next verse compares the eternal and everlasting word of God with the people. It says, "All people are like grass, and all their glory is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word that was preached to you." End of quote. Beloved, we lost one of our family members last week. We lost her here on this earth, but she is in the presence of the Lord at the moment of her death because she was born again, believer in Jesus Christ. The pictures flashed on the screen reminded how beautiful she was in her 20s, and now for the last 2 years, she suffered from the ALS disease, and all the glory and beauty she possessed once had faded. You see, all of us are like my cousin sister, who went to be with the Lord last week. Bible says all people are like grass, and all their glory and beauty is like the flowers of the field. The grass withers and the flowers fall eventually. But in contrast, the word of God endures forever. Why? Because God is eternal and everlasting, and His words in the Bible are also eternal and everlasting. My beloved, have you been saved by the word of God yet? Our today's daily insight says, "For it has the power to save your souls." It is through the living and enduring Word of God that we have the opportunity to be born again into God's household, into God's family. You see, you and I are born into our parents' household, but that means we are born earthwise here on this earth. Jesus said to Nicodemus that you must be born again. Jesus said to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." John chapter 3. Jesus said, "You must be born again to see and enjoy heaven after your death or at the time of the rapture." Why did Jesus say "truly, truly" two times? This means there is no other way to go and live in heaven with God once you finished your days here on this earth. You must be born again. The Word of God, that means the Bible and its verses, has the power to save your souls eternally. And you must be born again by the eternal and everlasting Word of God. You see, when you hear the Word of God, the Holy Spirit convicts our heart and tells this, "Yes, what you heard is true. Come to Jesus Christ, the Savior of the whole world." Jesus came to this earth from heaven to die in our place for our sins. He paid for all of your sins on the cross. He was buried and rose again from the dead for your sake. The Spirit of God invites you to accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. In response to His conviction, you pray and accept Christ as your Savior. And that way, the Word of God will save your souls when you pray to God. In other words, you'll be born again into God's household, God's family as a child of God, wonderful and amazing, right? All the filth and evil will be gone because you humbly accepted the word of God presented and planted in your hearts. Got a moment for today's prayer? Beloved, pray with me. Father in heaven, I accept your eternal word of God today in my heart. I understand it has the power to save my soul. I believe Jesus Christ died and rose again for my sins. Please save me and guide me every day with your powerful word. I thank you for saving me. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the good and loving Lord bless you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.